Unit 5, page 25. In town. Conversation time.
A. Listen and repeat. Point to the speakers, then listen again.
Number 1.
Hi, Mr. Day.
Hello, Charlie. Have a seat.
Number 2.
Thanks. Phew, it's hot today.
That's right. It's 92 degrees.
Number 3.
Wow. Do you think it's going to rain?
Maybe. It's getting cloudy.
Number 4.
So, how's your family, Charlie?
They're fine, but my sister has the flu.
Number 5.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not serious. She's doing better today.
Good.
Number 6.
Look, it's starting to rain.
I'd better go home. Take care, Charlie.
Bye, Mr. Day.
Now listen again.
Hi, Mr. Day.
Hello, Charlie. Have a seat.
Thanks. Phew, it's hot today.
That's right. It's 92 degrees.
Wow. Do you think it's going to rain?
Maybe. It's getting cloudy. So, how's your family, Charlie?
They're fine, but my sister has the flu.
I'm sorry to hear that.
It's not serious. She's doing better today.
Good.
Look, it's starting to rain.
I'd better go home. Take care, Charlie.
Bye, Mr. Day.
Unit 5, page 26. Word time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
Feed the birds.
Number 2.
Read a newspaper.
Number 3.
Take medicine.
Number 4.
Go on a date.
Number 5.
Visit a museum.
Number 6.
Take the subway.
Number 7.
Give a speech.
Number 8.
Take a math test.
Number 9.
Bake bread.
Number 10.
Get a haircut.
C. Listen and point.
Take the subway.
Take medicine.
Read a newspaper.
Visit a museum.
Take a math test.
Feed the birds.
Bake bread.
Get a haircut.
Go on a date.
Give a speech.
Now listen and point to the speakers.
May I speak to Dan, please?
I'm sorry, he's not in right now.
Can you take a message?
Sure. Who's calling?
This is Len. I'll be late for lunch today. I'll see him at 2:00.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a letter to Gabby Landers.
How much root beer did you have?
We had 2 bottles of root beer.
How many pieces of apple pie did you have?
We had 2 pieces of apple pie.
Unit 5, page 27. Focus time.
A. Listen and repeat.
Number 1.
Once a day.
Number 2.
Twice a week.
Number 3.
3 times a month.
Number 4.
4 times a year.
B. Listen and repeat.
How often do you read a newspaper?
I read a newspaper once a month.
How often does she read a newspaper?
She reads a newspaper once a month.
C. Look at page 26. Listen and point.
How often does he get a haircut?
He gets a haircut twice a month.
How often do they take the subway?
They take the subway 5 times a week.
How often does he give a speech?
He gives a speech 4 times a year.
Unit 5, page 28. Practice time.
A. Listen and repeat. Then practice with a partner.
How often do you visit a museum?
I visit a museum 4 times a year.
Number 1.
How often do you get a haircut?
I get a haircut 2 times a month.
Number 2.
How often does she take medicine?
She takes medicine 3 times a day.
Number 3.
How often does he feed the birds?
He feeds the birds 1 a day.
Number 4.
How often do they go on a date?
They go on a date 2 times a week.
Number 5.
How often do you take the subway?
We take the subway 5 times a week.
Number 6.
How often does she bake bread?
She bakes bread 1 a day.
Number 7.
How often do they take a math test?
They take a math test 3 times a month.
Number 8.
How often does he give a speech?
He gives a speech 4 times a year.
C. Listen and sing along. How often do you give a speech?
How often do you give a speech?
I give a speech 3 times a year.
How often do you get a haircut?
I get a haircut 1 a month.
How often does he feed the birds?
He feeds the birds 4 times a month.
How often does he take a math test?
He takes a math test 2 times a week.
How often do they bake bread?
They bake bread 3 times a day.
How often do they take the subway?
They take the subway 2 times a day.
Now it's your turn. Unit 5, page 29. Reading time.
A. Listen and read along.
Dear Gabby.
Dear Gabby, I am 13 years old and I have a big problem. My little brother is a pest. He follows me all the time and always bothers me and my friends. He goes into my room and takes my things without asking. My mom tells me to be patient because I am older. It's not fair. What can I do? Going crazy.
Dear Crazy, your little brother loves you very much and wants your attention. Spend time with him.
Tell him he can use your things, but he has to ask first. Help him find some friends, and don't forget, he will grow up. Gabby.
New words.
Pest. Bother. Without. Tell. Patient. Fair. Crazy. Attention. Spend time. Grow up.
B. Listen and circle true or false.
Number one.
Crazy is 13 years old.
Crazy is 13 years old.
Number two.
Crazy is younger than her brother.
Crazy is younger than her brother.
Number three.
Crazy's brother bothers their mother.
Crazy's brother bothers their mother.
Number four.
Her brother borrows her things without asking.
Her brother borrows her things without asking.
Unit 5, page 30. Your time.
A. Listen and answer the questions.
Number 1.
How often do you read a newspaper?
How often do you read a newspaper?
Number 2.
How often do you get a haircut?
How often do you get a haircut?
Number 3.
How often do you visit a museum?
How often do you visit a museum?
Number 4.
How often do you feed the birds?
How often do you feed the birds?
Review 1, page 31. Conversation time review.
A. Listen and circle the correct picture.
Number 1.
Good morning, Sunnyvale Museum. How can I help you?
Hi. Do you have a special exhibit today?
Yes, we do. It's an exhibit of old photos of Sunnyvale.
Are there any tours?
Yes. Tours are at 11 o'clock, 2:30, and 5 o'clock.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Number 2.
Hello. Are you ready to order?
I think so. I'll have a bowl of chicken soup.
I'm sorry. We don't have chicken soup today. We have garlic soup.
Oh, I don't like garlic. What's today's special?
Spaghetti and meatballs.
Sounds good. I'll have spaghetti and iced tea.
Okay. Spaghetti and meatballs and a glass of iced tea. I'll be right back.
Number 3.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yes, please. What kinds of pie do you have?
We have lemon, peach, and cherry.
How about apple? I love apple pie.
Sorry, we're out of apple.
Oh. How much are the cherry pies?
They're $10 each.
Okay, I'll take a cherry pie.
Great.
Number 4.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Annie, please?
I'm sorry. She's not in right now.
Can you take a message?
Sure. Who's calling?
This is Mrs. Brown at the Sunnyvale Library. We have Sports in Sunnyvale now.
Is that a book?
No, it's a video.
Okay, I'll give her the message.
Number 5.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Fine, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How's your family?
My mother and sister are sick.
I'm sorry to hear that. What's the matter?
They have the flu.
Oh, is your brother sick too?
No, he isn't sick.
Good.
Well, I'll see you later, Ted.
Okay, bye.
B. Listen and circle the correct answer.
Number 1.
Sunnyvale Theater. How can I help you?
Hi. What time is the movie today?
4:15.
4:50?
No, 4:15.
Oh, thank you.
Number 2.
Hello. Are you ready to order?
I think so. I'll have a piece of apple pie and a glass of iced tea.
I'll have a piece of apple pie, too, and a cup of coffee.
I'll have a piece of apple pie and a glass of iced tea.
All right. That's 3 pieces of apple pie, 1 glass of iced tea, and 2 cups of coffee.
No. We want 2 glasses of iced tea and 1 cup of coffee.
Okay. I'll be right back.
Number 3.
Hi. Can I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like a lemon pie and a blueberry pie.
Okay. That's $30.
$13?
No, $30.
Okay. Here you are.
Thank you.
Number 4.
Hello?
Hello. May I speak to Annie, please?
She's not in right now.
Can you take a message, please? This is Jan Carter. My number is 987-9876.
Did you say 987-9867?
No, it's 987-9876.
Got it. I'll give her the message.
Review 1, page 32. Digger's Diary.
A. Listen and read along. Then look at the pictures and write the days of the week.
Today I went to a restaurant with Max. He had 4 slices of ham, 2 bowls of chicken soup, and 3 pieces of apple pie. Max loves eating. He eats too much. He's always in the mood for ice cream, too. Today, I was busy. I bought groceries, did laundry, and ironed all my shirts. Then, I baked bread and made dinner. Max visited me and ate all the bread. He never has dinner by himself. Today, Max and I visited the food school. We took the subway. There was a baking class. Max baked an apple pie. Max sliced apples by himself. He hurt his finger. It wasn't serious. Max and I walked to the park today. We took a nap near the lake. Max got a sunburn. Then we fed the birds, and Max fell into the lake. Tomorrow, I'm going to stay home by myself.
Review 1, page 33. Max's Diary.
B. Listen and read along. Then look at the pictures and write the days of the week.
Today I went to a restaurant with Digger. He had 1 bowl of fruit salad and a cup of coffee. He doesn't eat enough. He's too thin. Tomorrow, I'm going to go to his house and make dinner with him. I ate too much at Digger's house on Tuesday night. I had a stomach ache this morning. I had a bowl of ice cream for lunch. It was delicious. Ice cream is the best medicine. There was a baking class at the food school today. I made an apple pie. I had an accident. I hurt my finger. But my pie was delicious. Digger liked it too. I'm happy. It was 80 degrees today. I went to Digger's house. He wanted to stay home by himself. I went to the park by myself. It wasn't fun. Then Digger came to the park because he was bored at home. We had a good time.